From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Wait for me, Mayflower. I'm a Thanksgiving Bilgrim, Bill Curtis. And here's your host, still convinced that the idea of putting marshmallows on sweet potatoes is some kind of cruel prank, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill, and thanks one more time to our fake audience, which this week is the fake family members provided by Zoom so you can duck out and watch football during your virtual Thanksgiving. Speaking of which, this year's holiday is problematic. First of all, we can't get together with our families and friends because of the pandemic.
I don't mind. For once, I can tear the turkey apart with my bare hands, and no one will see.
And secondly, after a pretty tough year, you might be coming up short with things to be thankful for. Well, here's where we can help. We've got some wonderful things we did on this show lined up especially for you.
For example, here's actor and comedian Rami Yusuf, whose show Rami became a surprise hit and won him a Golden Globe Award. He joined us in August.
Rami Yusuf appearing on my screen. Hello, how are you?
Oh, man, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you. I just so much love your show, but I've been checking in with everybody. Where are you holing up during the pandemic?
I'm in LA right now. I was actually here on like a two-day visit, and then it turned into, yeah, I'm still here.
And that was how many years ago? We don't remember.
I know, because it was Hanks got it. And then once Hanks got it, they were like, we're shutting this down.
Really?
And so no one, that I think is going to be, when we look back in history, the turning point.
When Tom Hanks got sick. Yeah. So it was before Hanks getting sick and after.
Yeah.
I assume you have some elaborate hillside estate because you're a TV star, right?
No. Helen knows, you know,
Can I just jump in and say, I know Rami from doing stand-up, and I know Rami's roommate. His roommate and I are really good friends, and so I've been to Rami's place many times, and there was a dude that was living in Rami's pantry.
Yeah.
Like, off of their kitchen, they had this really big, like, closet/pantry where you would fit cans of food, and it was big enough for someone to lie down in. And for the longest time, he had a guy renting out his kitchen closet and sleeping there. And Rami, when you won your Golden Globe, I texted Paul and was like, is Rami the Golden Globe winner still living in your house with the dude in the random closet? And he's like, yes.
Yeah, I mean, one of the first things we did in the pandemic was ask him to leave. Because it was not, and you would think, whoa, it's a pandemic, it's time to stick together, but really, the pandemic, it's time to clean out the closet, and we made sure that happened.
So congratulations on the Golden Globe, which I know a lot of people were shocked by. I once read that you said your own mother expected, like, Michael Douglas to win it.
Yeah, because she was like, he has more movies than you. You know, that was like the,
that
like,
is true.
I thought it was just this like cumulative, like, you know, of the whole career. And I'm like, no, that's not how it adds up. But yeah.
Well, did she eventually come around to the fact that you deserved it? Or is she still like, Mr. Douglas is probably very sad he didn't get it?
Yeah, my mom's just like, man, this PC crap.
And now two Emmy nominations. This is really extraordinary. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
The show, for people who haven't seen it, is essentially autobiographical. You play a guy named Rami, who is living in New Jersey with his family, as you presumably did for many years. The show depicts your life as you lived it growing up in suburban New Jersey as part of a Muslim family in the community there.
Well, probably the closest that it gets to things that felt like my life. In the first season, we have an episode that revolves around middle school me. And I think the rest of the series is very much me imagining this kind of shadow alt version of myself, where if I didn't have a passion, if I didn't find acting comedy, if I kind of just played out this very plausible other version of my life, what would that look like?
It's interesting because you've made an autobiographical piece of art that depicts yourself as the loser you're not, which is the opposite way it usually works, right?
I mean, I thought it would be weird if it's just like me charming baristas for 20 minutes. I was like, this isn't, and it's called Rami. And I'm just like, did you get a new haircut? And she's like, no one noticed it. I'm like, that would be like actually sociopathic.
season two is, it's, a lot of people say it's even better than season one, which is saying something. And Mahershala Ali appears in it, got an Emmy nomination for his role. Is it true that he got in touch with you and said, I love your show, I want to be on it? Because he's a double Academy Award winner.
It was more the I love your show part, and then I kind of turned it into, well, how much do you love it?
And, really?
You know, I kind of...
Prove your love, Mahershala Ali.
I kind of made him step up to the plate a little bit. I asked him to be in one, and then he ended up being in six. So it was a really...
It'll happen.
It was really fun.
It's sort of like how the guy ended up in your closet. You invited him in for a night, and he never left.
I can't tell you how accurate that is.
Because it was Mahershala Ali living in your closet.
I was like, dude, you've won too many awards.
Like, yeah. No, but wait, dude, you got a Golden Globe. You still got roommates. Why not him with two Oscars?
Bolstering the door closed with his Oscars. There's an Oscar on the door, dude. Knock.
I told you, when the Moonlight one's out... I'm with a girl. When the Green Book one's out, I'm working.
Well, Rami Youssef, it is an absolute pleasure to talk to you, but we've invited you here to play a game that we're calling...
Say hello to this New Jersey.
As we've discussed, you're from New Jersey. You represent New Jersey. So we wondered what you know about other jerseys, specifically sports jerseys. Answer two out of three questions about sports jerseys. You'll win our prize for one of our listeners, the voice of anyone they might choose for their voicemail from our show. Bill, who is Rami Youssef playing for?
Barbara Hoffman of Burlington, Vermont.
All right. Two out of three here. Not a big deal. Multiple choice. Here we go. The Italian powerhouse soccer team AC Milan signed a sponsorship deal with a jeans company. That's great. But the jerseys they had to wear were problematic. Why? Was it A, the company insisted that the jerseys be made of denim, which chafed? B, the shirts had the jeans company name printed in huge letters across the front, which was poo. Or C, the shirts were so poorly fitted, the team became known as the Fighting Dad Jeans.
I'm going to say it's A, the denim material. Yeah.
You're going to say it's A.
Feels very Italian. Yeah.
It does. Makes perfect sense. But in fact, it was B. They had to wear the shirts with the big name poo written on the front. Maybe doesn't mean what it means in Italian as it does in English. I don't know, but
better front of the shirt than back of the shorts.
True, true. All right, you have two more chances. This is not a problem. A Greek soccer team took the field a few years ago with the name of their sponsor proudly on their jerseys. Now, who was the sponsor? A, their main rival team, resulting in both teams wearing the same jerseys. B, a local brothel. Or C, an angry fan who paid to have the message "We suck" printed on the jerseys.
I'm going to go with D, the local brothel.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
The local brothel sponsored the football team. Community relations, I guess. All right. Get the last one right. You win it all. Among the least fortunate jerseys ever created for a sports team were the ones for which of these teams back in 1905? A, the American baseball team, the Traveling Jews. B, the Canadian ice hockey team, the Windsor Swastikas. Or C, the French women's badminton team, the Mistresses.
I'm going to go with C. C is the only one that I can imagine being a real part of our history.
The much feared Mistresses. We're playing the Mistresses tonight. Don't tell anyone.
You don't say you're playing the Mistresses. You say you're going out to a work dinner.
So I guess what I'm asking you, Rami, is that your final choice?
No. Couldn't be. I'm going to go with B.
That's right. The Windsor Swastikas. Because it was 1905, right? They hadn't ruined it by then. It was just an ancient symbol meaning prosperity. They meant well. It was fine. But to see a photograph of the 1905 Windsor, Ontario swastikas is quite shocking. Bill, how did Rami Youssef do in our quiz?
Well, he got two out of three. That is a win, Rami. And you're free to use this as a theme on your TV show.
The Emmys and now this in just one short year, or one longest year ever, whichever you choose.
And you got the dude out of the closet.
I mean, really, now, finally, maybe, having won this, you can finally get your own place to live. Rami Youssef is the creator and star of Hulu's Rami. He has just been nominated for Best Actor and Best Director for the show at the 2020 Emmys. Rami Youssef, thank you so much for joining us on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. An absolute joy to talk to you. Congratulations,
man,
on an amazing TV show.
Thank you guys for having me. It's so good to see you all again.
Great to see you.
Bye, Rami.
Later.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.